It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. So maybe you've heard about the Sleepy Girl mocktail. That's like magnesium powder and tart cherry juice and seltzer. People are claiming that it is a phenomenal sleep aid, that it's all natural or natural-ish. I guess it's, you know, not a traditional sleep aid. And like Ambien or something like that, or NyQuil Z. And people claim that it really works. I talked to a friend of mine who's only tried it once, and the one time it worked for her, but it got me thinking, I'm actually allergic to cherries for whatever that means, so I can't do the tart cherry juice. I've tried melatonin, and it hasn't necessarily worked for me, but it made me very curious. Since I work in a building with a lot of people who have to be up at the crack of ass, I wanted to know, what did they do in order to guarantee they get a good night's sleep before they broadcast? I reached out to several of my friends who either work on morning shows or who show up on morning shows, and maybe if they don't have a regular schedule where they're getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning, they need to have a guaranteed solid night of sleep. And I thought those are good people to turn to as well. My friend who is the executive producer of Below Deck Med, she is always traversing the globe and different time zones, so it's very difficult for her to get on schedule. She watches The Price is Right, and she took a CBD gummy recently that really helped her sleep. Of course, one of the first people I thought about was Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade, so I asked him, what's the best way to fall asleep when you need a guaranteed good night's sleep? He said, watch CNN. Other people had more serious responses, which I very much appreciated. Megan, who is one of the executives here who works very early in the morning, said, don't open your eyes. She said the key is commit to going to bed and don't get distracted. Pete Hegseth said when he really has to get up early, he has an early dinner around 5 o'clock with 2 drinks, and it tricks his mind into thinking it's later than it is and that his day is over. He said if he needs to, he will take melatonin. Degan McDowell, who got up at 2 in the morning for about 20 years as she has been broadcasting here, she is one of the foremost experts on how to get a good night's sleep. And she said, do not watch TV. Do not look at your phone for at least an hour before you go to sleep. The light stimulates brain activity. Reading a book is fine. She said, do not eat a meal before bed. Drink a glass of wine. Guy Benson said, and he obviously has a new baby, so he not only has to get up for early morning appearances and prepare for his radio show and do his writing and producing and all the stuff that he does, his newborn also disrupts his sleep schedule. So he swears by a solid white noise machine. For some people that works. Some people also like the sound of waves and crickets and nature, that lulls them into a sense of comfort and peace. Jimmy Fela, who works all day long on every show, not just Fox Across America, his radio show, and Fox News Saturday Night, he oftentimes shows up on Fox and Friends first. And he said, and this was his serious piece of advice, he said, watch a movie with subtitles. He said, foreign films knock you out because it multitasks your brain into a dream. I thought that was very good advice. And he said, either that or I have Jenny choke me out in a dog mask. I really love that one.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Johnny Joey Jones uses the Better Sleep, Relax, and Sleep app. It gives him calm sounds and meditation music. Dana Perino had a wonderful piece of advice. She said, when she needs to, she will take some melatonin. And like Dagan, she said, set the phone down, read a novel. And if you don't get sleepy, she also goes the Joey Jones route and guided meditation. She says, I use the ones on the Peloton app. That's wonderful advice. She said, one sentence by Ross Rayburn and I'm out. That is practical and wonderful advice that I absolutely love. Kat Timpf says that she does also go the melatonin route. And if that doesn't work, she listens to true crime because the narrators have such soothing voices. Oh, I love that. And this last one comes from someone that, you know, I was thinking about it. Actually, I'll give you Emily Campagno's first, because Emily Campagno also had a good piece of advice. She said, it's totally boring, but again, she says no screen time. And I think that's the hardest thing for people, because a lot of people like to watch videos like Instagram Reels and things like that before they go to bed. But she says, put your phone down. And she says she likes to listen to classical music. And she said, I always read before bed. And most of the people here, you know, they are not on electronic device. They are reading paper books. And last but not least, I will not name the person who gave me this advice. But when I asked, you know, what's the best way to fall asleep? She said, whip out the and then she said, actually, a combination of the and melatonin is perfect. You can guess who that was. I'm never going to tell. I hope this helps you. I hope this informs you. Either you do the Sleepy Girl mocktail or you employ one of these many helpful methods from your friends at Fox to help you get the best sleep ever. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick, the show, as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform, and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.